You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Like the legend of the Phoenix.
We're less than 48 hours away, folks, from the kickoff. And the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. With new arrivals each week, visit the store at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And I like the fact that this team is blowing up. They got great gear, and you can rep it with a lot of pride right now, and hopefully the Cleveland Browns will go out there and take care of business. It is a Call Your Shot Friday. You will get my shot and Vic's shot later on, but we want to hear your shots. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, let's go to the phone lines and open things up on a big Call Your Shot Friday. Hope you guys are fired up. Jonathan in Broadview Heights, welcome to CBD.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, right, Jonathan. Brother. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm actually going to be making the trip down I-71 to support the Browns on Sunday. I can't
nice.
Wait.
Nice. Nice. Love to have you there.
But, you know, I just wanted to make a quick comment. Given the injuries we've had so far this year with the quarterback position, I'm just kind of frustrated with the fact that we haven't gone out and grabbed someone else, and Brandon Weeden is still on this roster. I mean, we're just an injury away from being totally out of it, you know. As good as Campbell has been, you know, if he goes down, I mean, you know, the season's basically over. In the back of my head, you know, I just keep thinking about that.
Jonathan, you're not alone. We've heard that from other people. That thought's gone through my mind as well. My problem with being able to address that or not being able to give you the answer you want to hear, because the answer you want, the answer others want on this topic is that there really is truly for sure another answer besides Jason Campbell at quarterback, and I don't see it out there. That doesn't mean I can predict and see the future and tell you for sure that quarterback X, fill in the blank, Vince Young, whoever's available, wouldn't step in here and, if pushed into duty because of an injury to Campbell, wouldn't do a good job. But I don't expect that to happen, and I don't see that happening. The Tyler Thigpens, the other, you know, the names that are just kind of floating around, they're just kind of float around names. And we've seen other instances with teams that have been in this exact situation. The Green Bay Packers are experiencing the nightmare scenario that you're describing for the Browns. Aaron Rodgers is hurt, the best quarterback in the league, arguably, out for a while. And what is their alternative? They don't have one. They thought it was Seneca Wallace. I mean, they went into the year with that as their plan. I got to tell you, that was a worse plan than the Browns having the plan that they have right now in Brandon Weeden, by far. So, now, does that mean that the Browns' plan is good or right? I think it is, and if we are trusting other moves that this team has made, I'm going to trust the idea that right now, Nathan, Brandon Weeden as the alternative that you hope you don't have to put in there is as good as you're going to do right now. And I know that's not making anyone feel good, but that's what I got. You got
Agreed.
Anything else?
No, I agree with you completely. And you got to remember, it's week 11. These are complex NFL offenses. Every team has their own language. Every team has their own way of doing things. And not only would you have to get somebody in here, you'd have to get them up to speed and ready to play. And if you need to, just any evidence, remember, Josh Freeman went into Minnesota and came in there, and he had been a competent starting quarterback in the NFL, came in there in his first game with Minnesota, was not up to speed, and had one of the worst performances we've ever seen in the National Football League. It was so bad that even when we joked about it, Sal Palantonio said he can't even laugh about it. It was so bad. It was that awful. So it's a tough situation. Right now, Jason Campbell is healthy. Jason Campbell is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Jason Campbell will lead this team against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday, and that's what we're dealing with. Jason Campbell is the quarterback of the Browns, and he's been a pretty good one. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions the last 2 games, looking to be, for the first time in his career, throw multiple touchdowns in 3 straight games. I hope he can do it.
Steven in Cleveland on the line with us now. Steven, what's up? Oh, pronounced that right. Stefan in Cleveland. Let me get your pronunciation. Hello, Stefan.
All right, what's going on? Hey, man. Like I said, I think y'all owe Jason Campbell an apology, but I got the Browns winning this game 23-20.
I like that. Okay. I hope the Browns do win. And if you were listening to the show, we actually both, once Jason Campbell came in, both said, We were absolutely wrong about Jason Campbell and what he would be able to jump in and do, and he's done it. He has been incredibly impressive, and I think as you get a chance to be more and more around Jason Campbell, you realize what a calm influence he is here, what a leader he is, what a guy who's got a lot of self-belief too, and that's important because to be able to weather the storm that he has here, you know, he is internally very strong, and that's really come through, and it's helped, I think, the whole team. Jason Campbell playing very good football and absolutely capable of leading this team to a victory over a Cincinnati Bengals team that comes into this game a little bit beaten up and on a two-game slide.
There's no question that a lot of us had no clue what Jason Campbell would mean, or that he would mean this, that we would never have projected this. I didn't project it, you didn't project it, but a whole lot of people didn't, and within the organization, this was the book on Jason Campbell. First of all, Browns signed the guy. I mean, they signed him to be a backup quarterback. You do that knowing you might have to turn to him at some point. So there was some foresight there. There was definitely some insight as to what he's all about or what he could be about. But the book on him internally was this. We know what he is. We know in his 8 seasons before joining the Browns and the 71 starts he made and kind of bouncing around the league in that journeyman sort of fashion, what he could do, what his skill set was. And when you hear that, it's a backhanded compliment. It's a way of saying he's good enough to be on our team as a backup, but we sure as heck really aren't counting on him to be the starter. Now, as the whole offseason and preseason played out, and we go back to that day in August when Rob Chudzinski said it was close between the 3 quarterbacks on the roster, that got laughed off, that got dismissed, that got called coach speak, that got described as Rob Chudzinski basically trying to spare the feelings of the other 2 guys who never really got chances to take meaningful reps with the starters, Campbell and Brian Hoyer, because Brandon Whedon was going to be the guy. So that was sort of a softening of that is how it was perceived. But no, it was real. It was how the head coach, how this coaching staff genuinely felt about that competition. We have since seen why they felt that way, but I don't know that anybody here thought Campbell would be what Campbell has been through these couple of games. And I'm happy, ecstatic to be wrong.
As am I. It certainly is great to be wrong because it's great for the Cleveland Browns, and that's what it's all about. But you talk about Jason Campbell being a 9-year vet. We talked about he has an opportunity to throw for multiple passing touchdowns in 3 straight games for the first time in his career. Jason Campbell has never thrown for 5 touchdowns in a 2-game stretch ever before this season. Jason Campbell had never thrown for 3 touchdowns in a game ever before this season. So he tied his career high in week 13 of 2009 when he had 3 against New Orleans, but he's never thrown 3 straight games with multiple scores, no turnovers whatsoever. So he's trying to break some uncharted territory here with the Browns. His 5 touchdowns without an interception, the most he's ever had in a 2-game span. So this is great. It's great that he is doing things that he has never done before, and it's great that it's happening with the Cleveland Browns. And I think it's a testament to this offense, to this coaching staff, to the players around him, and to the man himself, Jason Campbell, for keeping his cool when they went to Brian Hoyer over Jason Campbell in week number 3 and knowing potentially that his time would come. His time has come, and he's capitalized on it. And let that be a lesson to all the players out there that you never know when it will be your time, but be prepared to capitalize on it when that door opens. Kick that door down. Jason Campbell's done that, and he's instilled a lot of hope in not only this city and in this team, which is wonderful, but for Browns fans all around the country. They believe right now that Jason Campbell is the guy that can lead them where they want to get, and it could start this Sunday. They knocked off the Baltimore Ravens, something they hadn't done in 11 straight games, and now they go to Cincinnati looking to get that win and really put themselves right in the mix to be the AFC North leader after week 12.
Full bank of calls, and Steven is up with us now. Steven.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
We love that you listen.
Yeah, I'm actually from Cleveland, but I live in Houston. So I go and catch the games wherever I can, closest bar or whatever. But one of the things I like to talk about is just to recognize as an organization something I think that's great. In the past, as a Cleveland fan, we've almost had these, like, it seems like created quarterback controversies over all the years. And then this year we actually had a real controversy, you know, having three quarterbacks come through. That's a real quarterback controversy. And I think organizationally and the team, everybody, the coaching staff, they really stepped up. And as a Browns fan, that's really refreshing.
It is, and you, that was well put, Stephen. I think it's how you handle it and manage it, because the plan was never to have three different starting quarterbacks in the first half of the season. No team goes into a season wanting that to happen. So injury and performance, and the performance part, of course, would be Brandon Whedon or lack thereof in performance, forcing those changes, put this team in a pretty unique position. And you can't forget, can't lose sight of the fact that the man managing this is a first-year NFL head coach. And as much experience as Rob Chudzinski has had as an assistant coach, and he's been an offensive coordinator, nothing really prepares you for leading the entire team and managing situations like that one, where you've got, as you put it, the quarterback controversy, if that's the right way to put it. I think it kind of solved itself in many ways, because in the one hand, you had when you went to Brian Hoyer, and there were lots of questions on why he was leapfrogging the number two guy, Campbell, coming from the third string spot, and what could he do, and are they crazy, are they tanking the season, and then he goes out and shuts everyone up on that, and then he gets hurt, and that just forces the issue. What's next? Well, going back to Whedon was the obvious way to go, and until it became not so obvious that he should have been the guy, because we saw what he could do. He played himself right out of the job. There was really not a lot of hard thinking or questioning or do you really want to pull this guy out now. He pulled himself out of the job.
Yep.
And then you had to see what Jason Campbell had. And honestly, when you put Campbell out there, anything could have happened, including what, you know, something other than what we saw happen. But Jason Campbell, to his credit, has reclimated himself. And I think it speaks to him, but it speaks also to the coaches, to what Rob Chudzinski, North Turner, have been able to do with him. They've tapped into the thing that a smart veteran player like Jason Campbell is able to handle. All right, coming up, I know we got a lot of calls, and we'll get to those on a Call Your Shot Friday, but you've got to hear next from the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to talk about stadium renovation and other topics with him. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, the show is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Love that you're hanging out with us on a Call Your Shot Friday.
It's a big week. But they can't decide.